Good morning. Everyone doing okay?
Back in the house.
Good. You guys are going to the beach afterwards. Great. Should be a great day.
对啊，所以希望大家今天可以好好享享受今天这一天。
I'm happy to be here today.
我今天很开心可以站在这里。
And to share God's word.
来跟大家分享神的话语。
Your church has been part of our ministry at UBC.
因为你们教会也支持我们在 UBC 的施工。
God is working.
因为神在做工。
There are miracles happening.
所以呢，就会有神迹奇事发生。
And you will hear some of them today. You will hear about that today.
那我们今天就来看神施行了什么样的奇迹。
And I'm happy that I'm still alive.
那我很开心的我还活着。
I'm getting older.
因为我年纪越来越大了。
But God can use anyone.
可是神可以使用我们每一个人。
Even old people like me.
就他。可以使用像我这样的老人。
And my wife.
包括我的妻子。
She's an international cook.
因为我的妻子会煮国际大餐。
So students will come all the way from UBC to my house in Coquitlam because they know they get some good food.
所以呢，学生们会从 UBC 整个奔波到高贵林来到我们家里来享受我妻子做的食物。
So we're going to talk about food today.
所以今天我们就来讨论食物。
Because the Bible is talking about food. In Mark's Gospel, we will look at that passage where about Jesus feeding 5,000 people.
So we 们今天就来看福音书里耶稣用饼来喂饱五千个人。
How many of you would like to see a miracle?
你们都有谁愿意看到神迹发生吗？
Oh, I do.
我也会。
I like a miracle for my body, my aching body.
那我也希望就是有神迹奇迹可以发生在我的身上，我的虚弱的身体。
My wife has an eye problem.
我的太太的眼睛有问题。
Every month she has to take, she has to get tested.
那每个礼拜那每个月呢，我的太太都要去检查眼睛。
She's been doing that for 3 years.
她已经检查三年了。
And she's tired of that.
然后她觉得有点疲累。
But I know in heaven she will get new eyes.
但我知道，在最终在天上的时候，她会有一双新的眼睛。
She also has a heart problem.
那她的心脏也有问题。
And she needs more rest than me.
她比我需要更多的休息。
So we all need a miracle.
所以我们都需要神迹伴随我们。
So today we're doing the feeding of the 5,000.
那我们今天就来看耶稣喂饱五千人这个神迹。
I'm so touched by this story.
我的心呢也被这个神迹所深深触动。
Because this story is mentioned in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
因为这个故事呢在四本的福音书中都有提到。
This is the only story that's mentioned in the four Gospels.
这也是唯一一个神迹在四本书中都有提到。
That's why it's so important.
这就是为什么这个神迹是如此的重要。
And we will learn some things together.
那今天我们就一起来学习这个神迹。
The psalmist said that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
那在诗篇中讲到，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们要在其中欢喜快乐。
This is the day, today.
那今天就是耶和华所定的日子。
But it also includes Monday when you have to go to work.
当然也包括你等你周一去上班的时候，也是耶和华所定的日子。
The psalmist did not say except when you have a bad day.
那这个圣经并没有说你难过的话就不是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day.
今天就是耶和华所定的日子。
Whatever day you're facing.
无论这是你人生中的什么样的光景，这都是耶和华所定的日子。
She's looking forward to her big day.
我也在她也在期待她的最重要的日子。
So、that's going to be a big day.
那对她来说也将是一个非常重要的日子。
Happy day.
是一个开心幸福的日子。
So I even brought a book for her about marriage in Chinese.
所以呢，她也就给所以我也给了她这一本书关于婚姻的。
It's in Chinese.
那这是用中文写的关于婚姻的。
To build a strong marriage.
就是为了让他可以有一个强壮的婚姻。
That's my small gift to you.
那这是我给你的礼物 ，Thank you.
But I have many other booklets that have different topics.
但是我有很多其他的小册子是关于不同主题的。
When you, and it, some of these are facing the problems you may be facing. I use them all the time. I don't speak Chinese.
你好,CC.
I love China. So I can speak those words. But my wife cooks real Chinese food. Even from the part of China you come from. But we face problems. Even Christians face problems. It could be a problem with a family. Maybe broken relationship. Last month, my wife, we had a family gathering in Alberta. Every 2 years. There was 80 of us on a farm. But not all of us have good relationship. Sometimes there's broken relationship. We have physical problems. I am 74 this year. So I can't run. Because I have a new knee. And I have a sore thigh. So I have some physical problems. And I may get more of them. We have sometimes financial problems. In Vancouver, we never have enough money to buy a house. So big financial problems. We sometimes have language problems. How many have problem with English? I have problem with English too. English was my poorest subject in school. It's true. Even though I came here when I was 3 years old. So my math was my, I could make an A plus in math, but my English was 51%. I got a good wife who knows English better than me. We have all limitations. Even in marriage, I've been married 48 years. Sometimes it's not a perfect marriage. We always think we will have a perfect marriage. If you want a perfect marriage, please don't get married. Looks like I'm giving the wedding sermon to you. Look at these two pictures. This guy is Dick. Born without arms, born without legs. Can you imagine what his parents were thinking? His mother, because they never knew what kind of birth they would have, what kind of son they would have till the day he was born. There was times when he was growing up in high school that he wanted to kill himself. But he has no hands, so he couldn't kill himself. But today, God has used this man to encourage millions of people, millions and millions of people. He never thought he would get married. Who would marry this guy? He's got a wife and four children now. I read this book 2 weeks ago and I was so blessed. If you think you have problems, he had many challenges. Then I read this book a couple of weeks ago. And this is a young girl, 18 years old, that decided she fell in love with the orphans in Africa.
那在她19-20岁的时候呢，她开始关怀非洲的孤儿。
She decided to give up her boyfriend and even to give up her college so she could help the people who have no parents.
所以她选择放弃了她当时的男朋友，甚至也放弃了她大学的学位，而跑到非洲去帮助当地的孤儿。
And God has used this girl to reach hundreds of orphans and even to adopt some of them when she's not even married, but she's adopted about 10 or 13 of them into her, as into her family.
那神大大使用这个女生去帮助了很多非洲的孤儿，她虽然自己没有结婚，可是她却有但是她却领养了10-13个孤儿成为她的母亲。
These books all share about the problems, but not only the problems, but how they overcame those problems.
那这个本书呢，它不仅仅分享了他们所面临的困难，更分享他们如何依靠着神来克服这些困难。
So the next slide shows that we have Jesus having a problem.
那接下来就是我们，虽然我们认识耶稣，但我们也会面临一些困难。
There's a problem in this story of Jesus, and the disciples gave 3 or 4 of the problems.
那在刚刚我们所读的这段经文中呢，门徒也提出来了3-4个困难。
There's 5,000 people.
因为那第一个困难就是这里有5,000个男人。
They've been hearing about Jesus and listening to him for hours and hours.
那他们已经坐在这里听耶稣讲道很长时间了。
Now they are hungry.
现在他们饿了。
But the disciples were hungry too.
那这些门徒呢，他们也非常饿。
And Jesus actually had told them that they were going to get some rest.
那耶稣就说可以休息一下。
And that day was not a very restful day.
那耶稣也没有让他们休息一下，所以整个天都有点疲累。
So what is the answer to the problem?
那我们怎么样来面临这个困难呢？
We like to answer the problems according to our reasoning.
那当门徒面临这些困难的时候，也包括我们自己，我们都想用自己的理性来解决我们所面临的困难。
This place is too far away. It's remote.
比方说这个地方太远了，是一个偏远的地方。
They're in a desert place.
他们是在沙漠中。
So they're too far away.
所以他们太远。
I used to think that India and China was too far away.
我以前以为中国和印度非常的远。
I went to India.
但是我却到了印度。
I had to go a long ways.
所以我必须要花费很大的时间。
I actually drove to India.
我其实是开车到印度。
From Europe, from Belgium to India, about 10,000 kilometers.
Seriously? 所以我是开车从欧洲到了印度，开了几万公里到印度。
That's a long ways.
这真的是一个非常长的旅程。
Last year, my wife and I drove across Canada from here to Halifax.
那去年我跟我太太呢，整个开车从西部直接开到东部的 Halifax.
Also a long ways.
而且也是一个。
So the disciples said, "This place is remote." The answer is, "Send them home."
所以对于门徒来说，我们现在一个偏远的地方，那应该把他们都送回家，我们没有办法喂饱他们。
The president of the United States.He also has the answer to the immigration. Send them home.
那美国总统 Trump 他也是用同样的方式来解决问题，把他们赶回家。
Disciples said, so they're just following the disciples' reasoning.
所以他们只是根据自己的理性来判断，来解决这个问题。
But God says, bringing them here. He brings the people here.
但是神却说我把人带来这里的。
So my neighbors are Chinese.
那我的邻居是中国人。
My doctor is Chinese.
我的女儿是中国人。
My dentist is Chinese.
我的牙医是中国人。
I'm surrounded by Chinese.
我周围充满了中国人。
I even go to a Chinese church.
我甚至去一个中文的教会。
A Chinese family took me around to Coquitlam.
那也有一个中国家庭带着我来怀仁高贵的事。
They said, Bert, you're the foreigner here. We're the local people.
所以他们说 ，Bert， 你才是外国人，我们才是本地人。
They're right here.So God says, I will help you. I will bring the people to your country.
所以呢，神说我要帮助你，我要把人带到你的国家里。
So that's why I carry all these booklets in different languages, so I have something to give to my friends.
所以呢，我就一直带着这些用中文写的小册子，这样我就可以随时跟这些中国的朋友来分享福音。
The second thing, it's very late. It's late. The stores are closed. The shopping center is closed.
Oh, 那个现在太晚了，门徒说所有的商店都关门了，我们根本买不到食物。
There's a time limitation.
因为这里有时间的限制。
We can't get food anymore.
我们不可能去买到食物。
It's too late.
因为现在太晚了。
This is another human reasoning.
那这是另外一个我们用人的思考去。
When I started to work with international students, I was 55 years old.
其实当我开始服侍国际学生的时候，我已经55岁了。
When I came to Vancouver, I was 65 years old.
当我来到温哥华市的时候，我已经65岁了。
Too late.
太晚了。
I'm too old.
我太老了。
I can't reach these students.
我没办法去接触和帮助这些中国学生。
But God says you can still do it.
但是神却对我说，你还是可以去做。
Even this week we had international students at our home from Iraq, from Iran, and from Japan.
那甚至在这个周末呢，也在我们家充满了来自伊拉克、伊朗和日本的国际留学生。
This week I biked with international students, 25 kilometer biking.
那这个周末我跟我的太太也跟这些国际生一起去骑自行车，骑了25公里。
There's a story in this book.
那在这本书中有一个故事。
This is stories of international students.
那这些都是国际生们的故事。
And it talks about one lady who thought she was too old.
那她讲述了其中有一个女人，她觉得自己太老了。
She was in her mid-80s.
她当时大概80几岁。
And she was teaching the scholars from China English.
那她就是来教从中国来的学者英文。
It's called Golden Tutors.
她被称为黄金补习。
She thought, I can't, I'm a senior, I'm in a senior's home, what can I do?
那这个老者就说，我已经年纪这么大了，我住在老人院里，我能够为神做什么呢？
She taught these scholars some English.
那她做的就是来教这从中国来的学者们英文。
And through that, these scholars from China became Christians.
那通过教他们英文，这些从中国来的学者就认识了主耶稣。
And she went to their baptism.
然后这个老人家也去他们的洗礼。
She couldn't believe that God could use her.
她无法相信神居然在她这样的年龄还可以这么大大的使用她。
But today, in Canada,We used to say that Chinese were the most international students.
那今天我们都知道，国际生中比例最大的就是中国留学生。
But the last 2 years, China has been surpassed by one other country.
那其实，在过去的一些年呢，中国其实是排第二。
Now another country has more students than China in Canada.
其实现在在加拿大有一个国家的学生比中国来的学生还要多。
Which country?
大家知道是哪个国家吗？
Who said that? Who said India?
谁说印度？
That's your free book.
这个是免费给你的。
You got it. India now has 30%.
这个是你来的。
India has 30. Can you read English?
Yes.
Okay. So India has 30% of all the international students. China only about 25%.
Oh, 那印度的留学生占30%，中国其实占25%。
Too late. The next one is about money.Too little money.
那第三个问题呢，就是金钱上我们会面临的问题。
There was an accountant on the team of Jesus called Philip, disciple of Jesus, Philip. But he was an accountant.
Okay. 那在这里呢，其实，在耶稣的门徒中有一个人，他是负责会计的，他的名字叫菲利。
He calculated how much it would cost.
那他就帮耶稣算了一下，如果要喂饱这些人，需要花费多少钱？
Maybe 8 months' wages.
那可能需要。
To feed 5,000 people. Oh, that's about $30,000. Too little money. Have any of you had that problem? Too little money? Students, all students have that problem. And when I got married in India,
当我在印度结婚的时候
I had a problem.
我也有今天
2,000 people coming.
因为当时有2,000人来参加我的婚礼
To my wedding in India.
在印度他们来参加我的婚礼
And I had $10.
但我当时是10块钱
And we had to feed 2,000 people.
那我必须要喂饱来参加婚礼的2,000人
Which Chinese couple would get married with $10?
哪一个中国新婚夫妻会用10块钱来结婚呢
And my wife and I got married.
可是我跟我太太结婚。
And we had enough food for 2,000 people.
我们却有足够的食物来喂饱来的2,000人。
When I started working with international students,
当我开始服侍国际生的时候
I didn't have a job.
我当时也没有工作。
I was living on unemployment.
那我当时也没有工作。
And I had to trust God that He would supply our needs.
那我当时必须要信靠神，神一定会供应我所需要。
And I've been doing this for 19 years.
那直到现在，我已经是中国不是国际学生19年了。
And we bought our apartment in Vancouver.
那我们是在温哥华买了一套小公寓。
That's a miracle.
这也是一个奇迹。
So we're staying in Vancouver.
所以我们住在温哥华。
When I started working international students,
当我开始服侍国际生的时候
I couldn't even turn on the computer.
我甚至不知道怎么打开电脑。
I couldn't send an email.
我甚至不知道怎么发邮件。
I was computer illiterate. My wife had to send all the emails.
那我对电脑一窍不通，都是我太太帮我去发 email。
Now I'm high tech. I can send emails and I'm high tech.
那现在我有这个智能手机，我就可以发。
God changed my life.
所以神改变了我的生命。
And too little money.
虽然就一点点钱。
What's the real problem? Next slide.
在这三个问题背后。
The real problem is they didn't ask Jesus.
真正的问题是他们并没有去向耶稣寻求帮助。
They told Jesus what he should do.
他们告诉耶稣去做什么。
Jesus, this is what you should do.
他们说耶稣你应该这样做。
Get rid of these people so we can get some rest because we're too tired and we're too hungry.
他们告诉耶稣说你应该让这些人自己回家去，因为我们太累了，我们需要休息。
What should we do?
那我们应该怎么做？
All these students coming to Canada.
那这些国际生来到加拿大学习，我们应该怎么做呢？
Jesus said we should reach the whole world.
耶稣告诉我们，我们要向全世界去传福音。
How can we do it?
那我们如何才能做？
We have all these limitations.
我们有所有的这些局限性。
God wants to do a miracle.
但是神却想要做奇迹。
But we are not to tell Jesus what to do.
我们不应该告诉耶稣他应该怎么做。
We try to solve our own problem.
我们总是依靠自己的力量去解决这些问题。
We try to rely on our own strength.
我们尝试去依靠自己的能力。
For guidance, we listen to other people.
我们可能想要去听从别人一些意见。
We need to listen to Jesus.
可是我们真正要听从的是主耶稣。
John 6 verse 6 says Jesus.Ask the question to test them, for he knew what he had already planned to do.
那在约翰福音六章六节这里提到，耶稣问这些门徒，是因为他已经知道他要做什么。
Jesus has a strategy.
因为耶稣他已经有了计划。
He has a plan.
他已经知道怎么样去做了。
And that involves you.
但是呢，他需要我们的参与。
Every one of you.
我们在做每一个人的参与。
So God's solution. Next slide.
所以下一家神的解决方案是
Jesus is not listening to their solution.
所以耶稣并没有听从门徒的建议。
He said, "You give them something to eat."
他说你们去给东西给这些人吃。
You give them something to eat.
是你去给他东西。
Jesus, the Son of God, he could cause the manna to come from heaven.
因为身为神子，他可以完全让天上降下马拿。
He could.The God who created the world, he could just supply the food automatically.
那作为神子，他可以很自然而然的施行神迹，带来很多食物让大家吃饱。
But he says, I want you.
可是耶稣却说，我想让你。
I want you to be part of my plan.
我想让你成为我计划的一部分。
I want you, me, to reach international students.
我想让你还有我来去帮助这些。
And I'm so old and I have no money.
那我已经老了，我也没有钱。
And God says, I want you.
可是神却对我说，我想让你去帮助。
This is God's solution.
这就是神做事的方式。
If everyone does our part, we can do God's work.
如果我们每个人都做自己的部分，我们在一起就可以来成就神的工。
Disciples, they had probably lunches with them. They knew that Jesus sometimes preached long and unexpected. So they probably had some lunch, but they found someone else, a little boy.
那这些门徒可能他们自己也有带午餐，因为他们已经习惯了耶稣经常会给很长的讲道，所以他们偶尔也带午餐。可是这里他们却没有把自己的午餐贡献出来，反而去找到了一个小男生。
Oh, the little boy said, Jesus needs my help.
那这个小男生，哦，难道耶稣需要我帮忙吗？
He wants some food.
难道他想要食物吗？
It's my lunch.
可是这是我的午餐。
I give it to Jesus.
可是我却愿意把它给耶稣。
Five loaves and two fishes.
我只有五饼和两个鱼。
I don't know if I'm going to get, if I'm going to go hungry.
那我不知道我是不是本家就没食物吃。
But I'm going to give it to Jesus.
可是我愿意把它给耶稣。
Jesus uses the small things.
因为耶稣总会使用最小的事。
He uses the weak things.
他也愿意使用最软弱的事情。
Nothing is too small for God to use. Paul, the great apostle, said, God's strength is made perfect in weakness.
那, 保罗也说过,
I have one of these little booklets about God's strength and weakness. God's strength and weakness. And many times I felt very weak. Many times I wonder how God can use me. But one seed that we plant can maybe Jesus can multiply it. Jesus blessed the food. And when he blessed the food, then God did the miracle. The disciples then gave the food out. And 5 loaves and 2 fishes were enough for 5,000 people. Next slide. I know this man. I lived with him for 3 years. In India. He hated Christians. He even burnt the Bible. But in Canada, he came to Canada as a student. And a Christian family invited him in their home. And he got another Bible. And he heard God's love. And he accepted God's love. And he went back to India. Started 6,000 churches. That's why I got 2,000 people for my wedding. Because he did my wife and I wedding. And you can't stop people from coming. When you invite someone, they invite your uncles and aunts and cousins and everyone. The one seed that this family planted to help this lonely student became a multitude of churches, thousands of people coming to Jesus. One boy's lunch fed 5,000 people. Thank you for providing food for our students. One of those students is here this morning. He benefits from the food. Claude, come over. And now you don't have to listen to me in English. I have 3 questions for my friend. I want you to tell us who you are and why you came to Canada. You're okay. You're finished? Okay. I got 3 questions. He has to pass tests like university. What's your family background? And what accident happened that helped you to search for God? Yeah.
以发心去医院。其实那是我来的第一年，我英语也不是很好，我自己也没有任何的家庭的成员或者是什么亲朋好友这些，我认识的所有朋友都是第一年的学生。所以说当时我其实是不知道怎么办，但是我作为就是从国内过来的人，我是其实是没有接受过这样的帮助，或者是没有想到这样的事情。所以当时我一开始是拒绝的，因为我觉得这样我也不认识你，我也没有从来没有见过，我觉得这样太残酷了，让人家觉得人家下来的要求。但是没有想到的是，他们一再给我打电话说 ，please， 请让我跟你一起去。我当时说那好啊，那你们把我送去医院。然后我去医院的当天，我没有做过手术，我不知道当你手术的时候，你们签一个协议，签协议的时候，你要签 emergency con， 就是你的紧急联系人。当时我在那边，我觉得自己其实挺懵的，我自己不知道我要填谁，我身边的很多朋友都可以真正能够帮助到我，所以说我就把我的那个电话和家庭住址都写上去了。然后没想到我手术经历了很长一段时间，我从下午四点做完手术刚醒来也是半夜两点，等半夜两点的时候，护士跟我说外面再有人等你，然后我当时其实还是挺惊讶，但是做完手术。
I don't know what you're saying, but did you answer the question on some changes in your life that has happened since you got baptized? And when I first met him, he was not a Christian at SFU. Now I meet him, he's a Christian, my brother in Christ. Any changes you want to mention in one minute?
Sure. Yeah, so for me, actually, for me, 我在成长过程中，我经受，我经历了基督徒的帮助，然后我在教会中的成长，其实我也想成为这样的人。然后其实特别有意思，在我经历之后，我觉得我自己，就当时有信仰上的支持，我觉得我可以成为一个 Christian， 然后我说我是 Christian， 然后结果说完之后，第二天医生给我打电话说你的手又肿了，等于做完手术之后，其实是非常好。其实要我经历这个手术，但是在我经历手术的时候，我其实感受到的是平和，是不一样的。就算当然也是因为我之前有手术经历，但是对我来说是感受到的是上帝的存在，上帝在我身边，其实是一直在我身边，只是我自己没有察觉到。所以说对于我来说，那一个时候其实是我的转机。然后从此之后，我就做完手术之后，现在已经康复了，但是还是有一点。不能弯曲，但是对于我来说，我就决定在focus 在服饰，然后在教会里面去。因为对于我来说，我看到了神在用基督徒的他去进入到我的生命之中，给我成长，我也想要让他去帮助别人。
Thank you. Thank you. I'll find out later.His testimony when his baptism is on this page. Does this encourage you? Now Claude is sharing the gospel with many other people. So the last points we have.Each of us has something to give. The disciples didn't give anything. God couldn't use their food. But he used a little boy. you keep it to yourself, there's no miracle. That's right. But if you give it to God, give it to Jesus, you will see a miracle. People who share the gospel with Claude. People pray, churches that pray for us. That provide food. Yes, some students, when they get baptized, they say, I came to the club because I heard there was free food. People who give us finances. I'm still living on the support that God's people send us. And I don't want to stop. Because of people like Claude. So, lastly, what is your need today? What are your temptations? What are your sins? What is your future? Look at what's happening in Hong Kong, in China, and in the whole world. What are your fears? I get fear that one day I have to be in a senior's house. I had fear to talk to students because I didn't know anything about computer science. God wants you to give it all to Jesus. Give everything to Him. He knows that students would be coming to Canada. He knew that there was a boy that was willing to give his lunch. And He knows that you will be here this morning. What for? Just to keep everything to yourself? Or to give it all to Jesus? I give your time. Give your finances. Give everything to Jesus. Give your prayers. I could not do what I'm doing without God's people. So the last, Jesus knew what He planned to do. His last slide, give it all to Jesus. Let's pray. God, you know what we have to give to You today. You know what we're trying to hang on to. But nothing is from ourselves anyway. It all belongs to You. Help us to give it to You. So that everyone can get fed. The people in our country, the people all over the world can be reached with God's love. You can use what we have. And multiply it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. 谢谢大家。